It wasn't there.
不在那里。
And they were hurt. They didn't know what to think.
他们很难过，不晓得要怎么想。
He's not here.
他不在这里。
Somebody's moved him.
有人把他给搬走了。
Why? Where?
为什么呢？在哪里呢？
Those beasts, those Roman beasts, they won't even let us come and grieve over his body.
那些罗马的野兽甚至不让我们来这里为他的尸体默哀，把他给藏起来了。
They turned around.
转过身来。
Went started back home.
要回家去。
Mary stayed.
但是玛利亚留在那里。
Her heart was so grieved, she just stayed.
她的心太难过了，她就留在那里。
She stood there weeping.
她站在那里哭泣。
And someone spoke to her. Woman?
有位靠近她说，女人。
What are you weeping for?
你为什么哭呢？
And there were two angels.
有两个天使在那里。
They get away his body. I don't know where he is.
他把他的尸体给挪走了，我不晓得他在哪里。
And the angel said, "He's not here."
天使说他不在这里。
Well, they knew that. He's risen.
他已经复活了。
It didn't enter.
没有进到耳朵里。
You know, some things are too big to get in our little ears.
你知道有的东西太大了，进不到我们的小耳朵里面。
So she turned and walked away.
所以她就转过身来走开了。
She didn't even talk with them.
甚至没有跟他们讲话。
Like, oh, if I was there with an angel, I'd talk to an angel to ask him all kind of questions.
你会说，如果是我的话，
no, she was interested in Jesus, and he wasn't there, so.
我一定会跟他们讲话，问他各种各样的问题。但是呢，他没有这样做，因为他所感兴趣的只有耶稣。
And she walked out to the little garden there.
所以他就走到外面一个小小的园子里。
Weeping.
在那里哭泣。
And again, she stood there.
她又站在那里。
And someone else said,
又有一位跟她说，
Woman,
女人，
Why are you weeping?
你为什么哭泣呢？
Now that's a strange question in a cemetery, isn't it?
在墓地里面问这样的问题是很奇怪，
you wouldn't ask somebody that, would you?
如果是你的话，你不会问这种问题，对不对？
Lots of people go to cemeteries and weep there.
很多人都会去墓园里面哭啊。
But this man said that.
但是这个人却这样说。
And she kind of.Looked out of the corner of her eye.
她就是从眼睛旁边看看。
Tear-filled.
她都。
And she saw a man standing and figured he must be the gardener.
她里面都充满了泪水，然后她看到园丁站在那边。
Oh, sir.
她想必须。
Please tell me, they take away my Lord, and if you know where you put him, please tell me where he is.
她说：“先生啊，他们把我的主带走了。如果你知道他在哪里的话，请告诉我。”
And then an atomic explosion took place.
然后一个原子弹的爆炸就发生了。
That gardener.
那个园丁。
Said one word.
他讲了一句话。
But oh, that voice.
那个声音。
That voice she knew well.
那个声音是她很熟的。
He said, Mary.
他说玛利亚。
And there's a mighty explosion took place inside of Mary.
在玛利亚的里面就有一个很大的爆炸发生了。
It was him.
是他。
Alive and well.
他是活着的，好好的。
It was him.
真的是他。
It wasn't a gardener. It wasn't an angel. It was Jesus himself.
不是园丁，也不是天使，是耶稣自己。
And she turned and said, "My Lord."
他就转过身来说，我的主啊。
Fell at his feet.
俯伏在他的脚前。
And Jesus said, "Go tell my disciples."
耶稣说，你去告诉我的门徒，我回来了。
I told you I'd come. Here I am.
我说我要回来，我在这里了。
And then we read a little bit.
然后我们又
读到。Some of the others tell more about it.
后面有跟我们讲的更多。
How they were all disciples there and they're weeping.
讲到门徒都怎么样聚在一处哭泣。
And suddenly,
忽然间，
the door was locked.
门是锁着的。
He was there.
他在那里了。
He was with them.
他跟他们在一起。
And they were frightened.
他们害怕极了。
They thought he was a ghost.
以为是看见了鬼。
He said, "Look, I'm not a spirit."
他说我不是鬼。
Touch me.
你摸摸看我。
I've got bones. I've got flesh. I'm just like you.
我有骨头有肉，就跟你们一样。
He said, that "You've got something to eat here."
他说你们这里有东西可以吃吗？
So he took some fish and he took some honey.
所以他就吃了鱼，吃了一些。
And he ate it.
蜂蜜吃了。
Spirits don't eat.
鬼的话不会吃东西。
Ghosts don't eat.
灵的话不吃东西的。
He ate it fine.
他好好的吃。
And talked with them.
跟他们说话。
And oh, the joy they had then.
他们那个时候何等的快乐。
He came back.
他回来了。
the most marvelous miracle in all the universe.
整个宇宙间最奇妙的神迹。
One man by himself came back from the grave.
一个人靠着他自己从坟墓里面回来了。
And there's another little miracle that always intrigues me.
还有另外一个神迹总是让我觉得非常的困惑。
He ate honey.
他吃蜂蜜。
Now, honey is a substance that we all know about.
蜂蜜这种它的蜂蜜的本质我们都知道的。
We know it's sticky.
我们知道蜂蜜是很黏的。
We know it's sweet.
我们知道蜂蜜是甜的。
We know it's real.
知道它是真的。
We've eaten it many times.
我们也吃过很多次。
And he had that, he ate that, and went into his stomach.
他吃了那个，然后
go into his shoes.
进到他的胃里面，当然没有进到别的地方，也不会到他的鞋子里去了。
And then when he left, he went through the door. He just walked right through it.
然后当他离开的时候，他就从门直接穿过去。
It was shut, but he went through it anyway.
门是关着的，但是他不管怎么样还是过去了。
And the little thing that always intrigues me was.
这件事情总是让我困惑的。
Why wasn't the door sticky?
为什么门没有粘住？
Did the disciples go over there and feel it? And where'd the honey go?
门徒没有去那边摸摸看，说：“哎，这蜂蜜跑到哪里去了？”
Went into another dimension.
他进到了另外一个空间。
But back in John 14, there's one verse I want to read you.
但是在我们回到约翰福音十四章，有一节经文我要念给你们听的。
Chapter 14, verse 19. You can read it.
十四章十九节。约翰福音十四章十九节，还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
Because I live,
因为我活着
，you too shall live,
你们也要活着。
Because I live,
因为我活着
，you shall live also,
你们也要活着。
That fact that he came back means life for everybody.
他回来这个事实就意味着每个人都有生命。
Power to raise Lazarus from the tomb.
如果他有能力，
and then he had almighty power to raise himself from the tomb.
而且他有所有的能力，能够使自己从坟墓里面复活。
He's got power to raise me from the tomb.
那么他也有能力使我从坟墓里复活。
He proved it.
他证明了。
He proved it as it never had ever been proved by anybody before.
他证明了这是以前从来没有任何人证明过的。
You see, by his miracle, he was proving, I am God.
借着他的神迹，他证明说我是神。
Gods are immortal.
神是不死的。
God himself is life, he's not death.
神自己是生命，不是死亡。
You can't kill life.
你没有办法把生命给杀死。
He let them kill his body.
他让人们把他的身体杀死。
Then he picked it up again.
然后他又把生命再拾起来。
So he picked it up again, he wasn't dead, was he?
所以他拾起，再拾起来，就是表示他不
是死的。His body stopped living.
他的身体不再活。
But...We're more than bodies.
但是我们不只是身体。
We're spirit, soul, and body.
我们是灵魂体。
And he stopped his body living for a little while.
他只是身体暂时的停止活了。
He was still there.
他仍然在那里。
And 3 days later, he picked it up again.
三天之后，他又再拿起来。
Broke off the cast.
他从他的
of all those 500 pounds.
他从那个五百磅的香膏变成了石膏里面出来。
Folded the cloth that was on his head and laid it down.
他把那个裹在他身上的布。
And walk out.
给卷起来，放下来，走出去了。
Absolutely, victor over death.
完全的胜过了死亡。
Don't rejoice over me, you enemy.
仇敌啊，不要因我而夸耀。
When I sit in darkness,
我虽坐在黑暗里
，I'm going to rise.
我却要起来。
When I fall, I'm going to rise.
我虽跌倒，我却要起来。
And he did rise.
他确实起来了。
Rose from the dead.
他从死里面出来了。
And because he lives.
因为他活着。
Now I know I'm going to live.
现在我知道我也会活。
My faith is in vain.
我的信心不是徒然的。
My faith isn't a lie.
我的信心不是一个谎言。
My faith isn't a shimmer, isn't a fantasy, isn't a vanity.
我信心不是幻想，不是虚空的。
My faith is real.
它是真的。
Because he lived.
因为他活着。
He worked the greatest of all miracles.
他行了所有神迹当中最大的一个。
He himself
他自己
fought with death.
他亲自的
overcame it.
跟死亡征战，而且胜过了。
And he said to John later, "I've got the keys of death and hell."
他后来跟约翰说，我有死亡跟阴间的钥匙。
I can unlock that door any time I want to.
我只要想要，任何时候我都可以把那个门给打开来。
I know a man in a place in China right now.
我知道有一个人现在在中国。
I believe it's in the Hunan province.
我相信是在湖南省。
Well, I don't know how many years. The last count, there was some 50 some.
我不晓得到底有多少人，但最后他们上次算的时候有50多个人。
People that had been brought back from death, and a certain pastor there had been praying for them.
就是有很多人，那五十多个人，他们死了，但是有牧师替他们祷告，他们又复生了。
And in that city,
在那个城里面
when a man dies,
当一个人死了
before they take him to the undertaker.
当他们把那个交给埋葬的人之前，他们先把人的尸体带到教会里面，为他祷告。
Because maybe they won't have to bury him.
因为或许他们不必埋葬那个人。
And it's been a good many.
这样子人很多。
Because he says, I've got the keys.
因为他说我有钥匙。
I can unlock that door anytime I want to.
我任何时候只要我要，都可以把那个门给打开来。
Because he overcame death.
因为他胜过了死亡。
That's the most wonderful thing he did.
这是他所做最奇妙的事情。
That's the greatest miracle of all.
这是一切当中最大的神迹。
Oh, he turned water into wine, and nobody can do that.
是的，他使水变酒，没有人能够做这个。他行在水面上。
Nobody can do that.
没有人能够做那个。
He did a lot of things nobody can do.
他做了很多的事情，没有人能够做的。
He raised Lazarus from the dead.
他使拉萨路死里复活。
Nobody can do that.
没有人能够做那个。
But he came out of the grave alone.
但是他独自从坟墓里面出来，没有人能够做那个。
He said, "I got the keys. I brought them with me."
他说，我有这钥匙，我带着钥匙的。
And because I live,
因为我活着。
Everyone that believes in me shall live also.
凡信我的每一个也要活。
Everyone that believes in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
凡信我的每一个就不至灭亡，反得永生。永远活着
because he is life.
因为他就是生命
and he proved it.
他证明了
he proved it because it came forth out of that grave.
他证明了因为他从坟墓里面出来
he proved it because he said he was going to do it before he did it.
他证明了因为他还没有做之前就已经先说他将要做
it wasn't that he was just kind of a trance.
这不是一种恍惚的魂游向外
he was too badly mutilated for that.He was really dead, mutilated. His whole body was beaten up.
他的整个身体都已经被人家摧毁了，没有办法那样。
Spear through his heart.
人们刺透了他的心。
No, nobody could do that.
没有人能够这样做。
But he did it.
但是他做了。
And that's where our hope is.
这就是我们盼望的所在。
Our hope is in the fact that he prophesied it, all through scriptures prophesied, and he did it.
我们的盼望就是在整个圣经里面，他就这样的发预言，而且他也做了。
And he's been doing it for other people ever since then.
而且从那个时候开始，他也不断的在为别人做。
Time after time after time, he's been doing it.
一次一次，他都这样做。
Over and over and over again, he's been doing it.
他一再一再的这样做。
And he's going to do it again and again also.
他还会这样子不断的做。
And everyone that believeth in him,
凡信他的每一位
shall not perish,
就不至灭亡
but have everlasting life,
反得永生。
Nothing is impossible.
没有难成的事。
If we put our trust in him,
若我们信靠他
I may die.
我或许会死。
Or he may come before that.
或许他会在那个之前就来了。
He's coming to take his church home.
因为他要来把他的教会带回家。
But whether I die or not.
但是不管我死或是不死。
Don't go weeping over my body.
不要为我的尸体。
I'm not there.
哭泣，我不在那里了。
I'm there.
我在上面了。
And I'm rejoicing.
我欢喜。
And I'm singing.
我歌唱。
And I'm having a wonderful meeting.
我一个奇妙的会面。
The best meeting I ever had yet.
是我所有过最好的会面。
How many were here when the accident happened and several Chinese people died?
有多少人当有一次出了车祸？有几个中国的弟兄姐妹过世的？有多少人
？Well, that night in the service.
在那天晚上的聚会当中
，all the reporters of the radio from the TV stations were in the service.
从电视台来的记者都在我们的聚会中。
And reporters from the journal, the Atlanta paper.
还有从亚特兰大报纸来的记者。
They were all there.
他们都在我们的聚会里
面。Here's this conference.
我们那个时候是有一场特会。
And they went in there to watch the people mourn and mourn and weep and weep.
想要看到人们在那边哭泣啊，哀嚎。
And they didn't see that.
但是那些记者没有看到这样情形。
We were dancing and singing. There's going to be a meeting in the air in the sweet, sweet by and by.
我们都在那边唱歌，高兴地说，将来在空中会有个相会，在那个甜蜜的未来。
And they watched us rejoice and praise the Lord.
那些记者就看着我们在那里欢喜赞美主。
And they had their television cameras watching everything.
他们的电视摄影机也看着我们所做的一切。
And they couldn't believe it.
他们不敢相信。
That we've seen something we never expected to see.
他说：“我们所看到的是我们从来没有预料会看见。”
他们 very impressed.
他们印象非常深刻。
That we expected to see sorrow, but we saw joy.
他说我们本来期待会看到的是忧愁，但我们看到的却是喜乐。
These people believe what they preach.
他们就说这些人相信他们所
传讲的。Well, they're rejoicing. Why shouldn't we?
他们在上面欢喜，我们何不欢喜呢？
I mean, it would make me sad if I got home before you do, and I'm meeting with Jesus and the angels and all the saints and all my friends and everybody else, and I'm having such a joyful time. I look over to you all.
如果我在你们之前就先回到天家，我在那里见到了耶稣，我非常的快乐，跟耶稣还有天使在一起。然后往下看，却到你们看到你们每个人都在哭。我说哦不，我不要看这样子。
But when they looked over that night, they saw us all rejoicing with us. They said, hey, rejoice with us, joy with us, dance with us. We're having a great time. So we did.
在那一天，天上的天使往下看，看到我们在那边欢喜，就跟我们一同的在欢喜。
Because it's true.
因为这是真的。
And I know it's true.
我知道是真的。
Because he broke the bands of death.
因为他已经断开了死亡的锁链。
That terrible, terrible enemy.
那个可怕可怕的敌人
that no one could ever face and overcome.
那是没有任何人能够面对能够胜过的
But Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, did it for us.
但是耶稣基督永生神的儿子为我们做成了
He said, because I live,
他说因为我活着
you shall live.
你们也必要活着
Whosoever believeth in him
凡信他的
shall not perish.
就不至灭亡
have everlasting life
反得永生
whosoever puts their trust in him
凡信靠他的
some trust in horses some trust in chariots but I'll trust in the name of the Lord our God
有的人靠车有的人靠马但是我要靠我们耶和华的名
that's what David said one day in his Psalms
这是大卫有一天在诗篇里面说的
and so that's why we rejoice that's why we praise the Lord
所以这就是为什么我们欢喜我们赞美主
and because we have that trust and we have that hope
因为我们有这样的信靠有这样子的盼望
The Holy Spirit has joined with us
圣灵就跟我们一起
And he still does many wonderful works
他仍然在做很多奇妙的事情
And we praise his name
我们赞美他的名
Rejoice in him
在他的里面欢喜
We find him a healing Jesus
我们发现他是医治的耶稣
We find him a helping Jesus
我们发现他是帮助我们的耶稣
We find him a delivering Jesus
我们发现他是释放我们的耶稣
We find him a Jesus of truth and not of lies.
我们发现他是真理的耶稣而不是谎言的耶稣。
And this we just looked at is the greatest proof of all.
我们刚刚所看的就是一切最大的证明。
That Jesus Christ of Nazareth was not man.
拿撒勒耶稣他不是人。
Only.
不只是人。
But God.
而是神。
And man.
也是人。
Joined together.
是神跟人。
In an eternal joining together.
是永远的结合
so that he is part of us, our race, and we are part of him.
所以是他是我们的一部分，我们也是他的一部分。
Lord, I thank you.
主，我感谢你。
That you've done such wondrous things.
你行了何等奇妙的事情。
The enemy can't rejoice over us.
仇敌没有办法因我们而欢喜。
Because you have triumphed.
因为你已经得胜了。
Because you overcame death.
因为你胜过了死亡。
And you overcame the greatest enemy of all.
你胜过了一切最大的敌人。
And you broke his power.
你断开了他的权势。
And you brought to mankind hope.
你把盼望带给了人类。
Death is not the end.
死亡不是结局。
It's not the finality.
不是最终的。
It's not the terrible, terrible enemy.
不是可怕可怕的敌人。
It's been overcome.
他已经被胜过了
And I shall live
我必要活
And I shall live forever
我要永远活着
You that believe in him, you shall live
你们凡信他的
You shall live forever
你会永远活着
Because he lives
因为他活着
Oh, I thank you, Father
父我感谢你
I thank you, Father
父我感谢你
He's alive
他活着
Alive, alive, my Jesus is alive
活着活着我的耶稣活着
Alive forevermore
永远活着
Hallelujah.
Thank you. 从以上弥勒牧师的信息，我们可以知道全宇宙最大的一个神迹，就是耶稣怎么样从死里复活，证明了他不但是一个完全的人，他更是一个完全的神。他正是神独生的儿子，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因着他从死里复活，叫所有的人因着相信他也从死里能够复活。因他活着，所以我们也要活着。哈利路亚。在这一段信息里面看到怎么样，一开始门徒甚至爱他的玛利亚，他们的信心是何等的迟钝。耶稣曾经再三两次的告诉他们，他有一天将要被钉在十字架上，死后三天要从死里复活。可是当时门徒听不进去，他们不能够明白这将要发生的事情。甚至在耶稣复活的早晨，一个空的坟墓作为他从死里复活的记号，一个证明。可是他所心爱的玛利亚却没有体会过来，认为是有人把他从坟墓里面挪了去，有人偷了耶稣的身体。甚至连彼得、约翰跑到坟墓那里，他们看到一个空坟墓，却相信了玛利亚的话，认为有人把耶稣从坟墓里面挪走了。他还不明白圣经的意思，过去曾经对耶稣所说的预言，包括耶稣自己也这样说过，就是他要从死里复活。他们这些人信心是何等的迟钝，我们也不例外。今天在全天底下最需要的一件信心，就是相信耶稣从死里复活。哈利路亚。今天我们最需要的信心，就是相信耶稣已经从死里复活，胜过死亡，胜过疾病，胜过一切阴间的权势。按照他的话，他从死里复活了。今天我们都是他从死里复活的见证人。哈利路亚。这不仅仅是一个头脑的知识，必须我们亲身的体验，我们亲身的得到神这样的一个启示，耶稣已经从死里复活，且活在我们每一个信他人的心里面。哈利路亚。当年玛利亚站在耶稣空坟墓的旁边，却没有体会过来，直到他看到耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。今天我们很多人也是一样，突然一个灾难临到我们，我们就不知道主到哪里去了，我们慌张在哪里，我们害怕在哪里，我们担忧在哪里，我们就忘掉耶稣已经复活，耶稣已经得胜，耶稣能够帮助我们解决我们的问题。他不是一个死去的神，他乃是一个复活的神，带着天上地下所有的权柄。但我们就像当年的玛利亚，我们信心何等的迟钝，甚至主耶稣向我们显现了，我们还认不出他来。直到耶稣向玛利亚说，玛利亚，玛利亚，他听见主呼唤他的声音，他才整个醒悟过来，他整个震撼在那里。为什么？因为他的主从死里复活了。我们今天每一个人都需要在心里面被主这样的震撼，让主呼唤我们的名字，我们整个人便要醒悟过来，就是这位耶稣他今天活着，他活在我的心里面，不再是一个历史上的人物，再不是一个人家所讲的一个道理，更加不是别人所信的耶稣，是我自己亲身体会到的耶稣，是我亲身经历到遇见这位活生生从死里复活的耶稣，带着天上地下所有的权柄与能力向我显现。哈利路亚。每一个人必须要一个耶稣活生生复活向他显现的这样一个经历，这样一个启示，使我们一样像玛利亚能够听见耶稣向我们呼唤我们的名字。当我们听见他的声音，信心就进到我们的里面，我们就醒悟过来，我们就相信他的确从死里复活了。哈利路亚。因为我们认得他的声音，他仍然活着，且活在我们的心中。他不但复活了，更是住在我们的心里面，使我们得着生命。
心中。